Proverbs chapter 25. These also are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of King Hezekiah of Judah compiled. It brings glory to God to hide a matter, but it brings glory to kings to investigate a matter. As heaven is high and earth is deep, so there is no searching the heart of kings. Remove impurities from silver, and a vessel can be cast by a silversmith. Remove a wicked person from a king's presence, and his throne will be established with righteousness. Do not honor yourself in a king's presence. Do not stand in a place reserved for great people, because it is better to be told, "Come up here," than for you to be humiliated before a ruler whom your eyes have seen. Do not be in a hurry to go to court. Otherwise, what will you do afterward when your neighbor humiliates you? Argue your case with your neighbor, but do not reveal someone else's secret. If you do, the person who hears it will shame you, and your bad reputation will never leave you. A word spoken at the right time is like golden apples in silver settings. To ears that listen, a wise person's correction is like a gold ring or like jewelry made of pure gold. To those who send him, a trustworthy messenger is like cooling snow on a warm day during harvest. He refreshes his master's spirits. A person who brags about a gift that is never given is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. By patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a soft tongue can break a bone. When you find honey, eat only what you need. Otherwise, you will be filled with it and vomited up. Do not set foot in your neighbor's house too often, and if you do, he will have too much of you and hate you. A person who gives false testimony against his neighbor is a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful person during a time of crisis is like a broken tooth or a lame foot. Singing songs to a despondent heart is like taking off a coat on a cold day or like vinegar on baking soda. If your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, because you will heap burning coals on his head and the Lord will repay you. A north wind gives birth to rain, and a whispering tongue gives birth to angry faces. Better to live on the corner of a roof than in a home shared with a nagging wife. Good news from a distant country is like cold water for a weary soul. A righteous person who is swayed by the wicked is a muddied spring or a polluted fountain. Eating too much honey is not good, and people seeking their own glory is not glorious. A person who lacks self-control is like a broken-down city without a wall. Chapter 26. Like snow during summer and rain during the harvest, so honor is not appropriate for a fool. Like a migrating bird or a flying swallow, so an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip is for horses, a bridle for donkeys, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly. If you do, you yourself will become like him. Answer a fool according to his folly. If you do not, he will consider himself wise. It is like cutting off your own feet or drinking violence when a person sends messages in the hand of a fool. The legs of a lame person dangle. So does a proverb in the mouth of fools. Giving honor to a fool is like tying a stone in a slingshot. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is like a thorn in a drunkard's hand. One who hires a fool or someone just passing by is like an archer who wounds at random. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his stupidity. Have you seen a person who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.